Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Good morning, Lee.
Tara.
Okay, so unbelievable stat. From Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent yesterday, confirmed everything I've been telling you, warning you about the stock market. What happened? That institutional investors, big hedge funds, the big corporate funds are at war with Donald Trump and the mainstream, the main street, I should say, of America and mainstream. On China's side, on the side of the big offshored multinationals whose chief competition is the onshored U.S. nationals, with politicians taking sides. Unbelievable stat. And this stat, I could do a whole show on this because it shows so many things. It's a Vanguard stat on who sold off their stock, pounding the market down, and who, most importantly, did not.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust individual the investors trust President Trump.
Megan. That is one heck of a poll. 97% held tight. So what does that mean? That it explains a lot about the market, and that's what I was thinking, Lee, when I was watching it. I kept saying this. This is another hoax. This is them using their combined market power to dump stocks to stop Trump. And what they had hoped to do was to panic mom and pop 401k, people who like us. I mean, I've got, you know, my son's got money from his small business in the stock market. My daughter's got her babysitting money in there. Dump it, sell it, panic, be scared. Trump's destroying everything. And they were trying to pound down both the bond market and the stock market in order to stop Trump, cause a panic. And what's fascinating here is that people didn't buy it. They didn't panic. They shrugged their shoulders. I mean, that's what that stat tells you. 97% of individual investors did not sell. And you know what it shows you? If you watch, they kept bouncing back down. Like they hit like a tennis ball about 36,000, but they couldn't push it further down because they used all their institutional might. And without causing a panic in the herd, which is what they were trying to do, get the herd to run off the cliff, they were unable to tank the stock market. The fact that they tried this is terrifying. When you look at the fact that the individual investors were not moved, did not budge. Went, nah, it'll be okay. Trump's got this. I trust him on the economy. I don't believe them. I don't believe CNBC. I don't believe Fox Business. I don't believe the panic. I don't believe the stupidity. I don't believe CNN Business. I'm just going to go about my life. The fact that they tried this, Lee, this is terrifying when you look at it. The concentration of corporate hedge fund, big money Wall Street firms that would have had to dump their stock when they knew darn well mom and pop weren't, to achieve what they did was huge. They all worked in tandem. And one more thought on this, the risk they took. Yeah, if the market's going to crash, they can call off trading. They have algorithms for it. But the risk they took that what they unleashed here as a protest might have gotten to the point where they couldn't control it anymore. Run away. So what does this say? No matter what the polls say, and Americans may not be a huge fan of this, you know, of the tariffs generally, maybe wish we weren't going this general direction. That's what you get when you get 33% approval rating on tariffs. On a Fox News poll, probably about 43% then, because those polls are notoriously bad for being skewed to the left. What does it say, Lee? It says Americans trust Trump for now.
For now.
Again, let me play the clip after all that, because it's this is an astonishing number. I stopped what I was doing yesterday when I heard Bessent say this at the press conference with Caroline Levitt.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust investors trust President Trump.
Megan. For now.
Yeah.
And that's what kept the market from crashing. It's what's keeping the market from crashing is this massive divide. And to me, this says Main Street gets that Trump is out looking out for them.
And I think the Main Street, for the most part, is much more interested in long-term gains than short-term gains.
Yes, there's that too, which is a perfect analysis, Lee, if you think about it, because if people are saying, well, you know, okay, right now things are a little weird. I'm just going to hold.
Yeah.
I'm not going to panic. I trust Trump long-term. This is going to turn out okay for me. So huge vote of confidence. It's one thing to tell a pollster something. It's another thing entirely to bet with your money.
Yeah.
You know?
That's another thing.
Yeah. And you know what? I think part of this is, I think people still remember the last Trump economy. And I think they remember that it was good. And they remember the screaming and yelling about it. And how it was going to be awful and terrible and Trump was stupid. And the end of the world. And then it ended up quite well, quite good up until COVID. Mm-hmm. Which people don't really blame him for. So people remember that. They trust him. They're giving him the benefit of the doubt. How long do you think that lasts?
Boy, that's the question. And not to throw cold water on this, and I'm not trying to do this because I still think that Trump's got a really good team. In fact, I think that Trump's got a much better team, I believe, this term than he had last term.
Yes.
I think this term he has got people. I know there's been people who are accusing him of trying to find people who are just loyal to Trump. No, it's not just about loyalty. It's about being on the same page, everyone working together on a specific way of doing things so that you're not working against each other. But I don't know. I just we're in a much different situation world globally, economically right now. Well, this country, because of the debt that, you know, COVID did to us, that Biden did to us, that Trump's going to have to address. And then from a world power situation, things are much different because now you have, because of the Biden administration, Iran with nuclear weapons, just honestly days or hours away from putting one on a missile if they wanted to. You have North Korea, which now has stockpiles of nuclear weapons. You have an emboldened China that is spreading its influence across the Pacific Rim and doing things to challenge things and also stirring things up between Pakistan and India, as you've pointed out, getting involved in Africa. There's so many other things that were allowed to happen foreign and economically and domestically that the Biden administration is responsible for that Trump's got to deal with in order to get us back to where we were in the first term.
I know. And it's such a hill to climb.
Yes.
It's
And you have got Democrats who are sitting here inciting violence against the federal government and against the Trump administration. And you have willing accomplices in the media, which are still refusing to talk about the lies that they committed during the Trump administration and during the Biden administration, deceiving the American public about the facts of what were going on, whether it was the economy, COVID, you know, foreign policy, Ukraine, Israel, whatever, that has, you know, tainted the water, so to speak, of the electorate.
What we do have that's different this time, though, again, as long as it lasts, is we have X and we have an ability to get the truth out that we haven't had in my lifetime.
And we also have a focused administration that, for the most part, is doing a really good job of keeping on message and keeping everybody going in the same direction. Yes, I know that there's some sideline issues and some stuff that got out and that may not have gotten out in the way that it did. But there seems to be much more of a focus and a direction and a cohesiveness of this administration now that we didn't really see in the last term.
Absolutely. And you're seeing the power flex that I've never seen Republicans have in my lifetime. I wouldn't say Republicans, but Trump.
Yeah.
I mean,
we start talking Republicans. Now we're talking about House and Senate, and that's not happening.
Yeah. No, I mean, just two headlines. We'll get into all this today. Wall Street Journal, all of these major firms dropping DEI, dropping out of Pride Parades. No more of that because they don't want to anger Trump. And then on top of all of that, we have what's going on with China, major flex there too. All of that coming up on the show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There was a time in this country we had patriots just standing up to the man, in this case, the British. Cost them everything. Many started with money and died broke. Elon Musk, well on his way to doing that. He's still got a lot of dollars. But compared to what he had when the Trump administration started, have you seen this? Headline, Bloomberg, Elon Musk lost 25% of his fortune during his quest to gut the U.S. government. 25% of his fortune gone for now. Since Trump took office, that's what this has cost him. as AOC and Bernie fly around on their oligarchs tour, warning about the incredible danger that we're in from Elon Musk. Warning, he's out there to steal you blind. He's going to take your grandma's Social Security or something. Sure didn't look like he's stealing much. Hadn't worked out so well for him. Tesla, Musk's only publicly traded company, big source of his wealth, bore the brunt of the, Bloomberg calls it public anger. I would call it domestic terrorism. That's what it is. Against him and his policies. He's got two things going on. Number one, a lot of his customers were left-wingers. But there is probably an element there of, gee, do I really need to worry about my car being keyed, torched, set on fire, firebombed? Every time I park it, maybe I'll just get a different kind of EV. Stock dropped 33% since inauguration. EV makers sales plummeted. And the numbers are staggering, folks. 71% drop year over year. First quarter last year made almost $1.4 billion. They made just $401 million first quarter. In terms of Musk's personal wealth, Bloomberg reports, so it might be true, you never know. The alliance with Trump so far, listen to this, has cost him $113 billion. Doge overall has saved, just as far as they say right now, $150 billion. So he's awfully close to direct paying his fortune to the American people. But take a listen to what he found or announced that Doge had found yesterday. This is going to change everything, folks. This is why things are burning. This is why Tesla dealerships are being firebombed. He is gutting the Democrats' theft from you. Listen to this. Last week, the Treasury, our Treasury Department, makes all the payments, went live with its first automated payment verification system. We didn't have one. Duh. In total, $334 million in improper requests were identified and rejected due to missing budget codes, invalid budget codes, i.e. the payment was not linked to the federal budget, and budget codes with no authorization, i.e., listen to this, the budget had already been spent. Understand this. They were putting in, you know, expenditures when the money had already been spent. If the money's already been spent, what are you paying with? Remember the magical printing machine that Elon Musk talked about? Now, just to show you the size of this insanity, before this payment verification system, what this does is the payment cannot go out from the Treasury unless there is a proper budget code. So we know what the heck it is. Now, listen to this. In the federal government TAS system, the TAS field where you say, hey, this is going to John Smith for more satellites that Congress funded. So we know who it's going to and we know what it's for. It's from the $40 billion Congress allocated. Okay, that's legal. We could see it went to John Smith and here is John Smith. We check him out. Yes, he's got an aerospace company. He's not just a Democrat siphoning it off into an Aruba bank. In the federal government, the task field, listen to this, was optional for $4.7 trillion in payments and was most of the time left blank, making traceability almost impossible. $4.7 trillion. As of Saturday, that ended. $4.7 trillion out of what? Annual. Folks, I'm telling you, there's hundreds of billions of dollars in there that it is going to Democrat, to friends of Democrats, FODs. It's gone. Texter writes, trillion? $4.7 trillion untraceable? This is a scandal. You bet it is. This is why the Tesla dealerships are burning. They see this as a personal attack on their graft. And folks, when I say stealing, and that's what this was hiding the theft. That's the point of this. That's why those fields were left blank. Folks, remember, we had to physically remove the guy whose responsibility it was to put these codes on. Because remember, remember the first fight Doge had? They went in there. He wouldn't give them access to the computer, even though they were federal employees working directly for the federal government for Donald Trump. Wouldn't give them access to the computer, physically refused to. They had to break in. Why? He did this. This was on purpose. The fraud, the theft, and the graft is in there. And folks, some of this may not have been theft, traditional like felony theft, like you would do at your business. Oh, look, I just transferred $200,000, you know, to my bank account from the company account. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about people inside Treasury doing that. I'm talking about people inside Treasury helping Democrat groups hide the transfer so we don't know who they are. Texture rates. So let me get this straight. Our government was handing out trillions with fewer checks than a Chuck E. Cheese arcade. And now, and we're just now fixing that question mark. How is this not the biggest story of the, biggest story in the country? To do that, to put that system in place, and you know what you're going to, one day I'm going to sit in this chair, Democrats are going to be back in power. They're going to get rid of this. I'm going to try. Unless we so cement this that they just can't get back in power again. Please, God, let that be the case. Folks, to understand what that cost Elon Musk at the moment, 25% of his fortune to protect you from these wolves, from these animals, from these monsters. It's the best damn thing I've ever seen. You know why? They aren't going to have money. You know how they outspend us by billions in their campaigns? I guarantee it's all funneled back in. Listen to this. Just on Saturday, the first day of this, that this went live, right, where you actually have to put a code in, prevented $334 million in improper payments in one day. That is the scale. Now, some of that, I'm sure there's just, you know, laziness. People never had to put a code in before. They don't have one. I'm sure there's some of that. Like, it's legit spending. But I guarantee you, I'd bet my 401k double or nothing, there's fraud, graft, theft, or corruption in there. And they were hiding it, and they can't hide anymore. And this raises big questions about what was going on before they stopped all this and found the issues. Imagine all the money flying out the door without the proper codes. There is a reason that that Treasury guy physically obstructed Doge. There was a reason. Remember what the Congress members did, what the Democrat Congress members did? They came out on the street. They stood in front of the Treasury. They screamed. They had signs. They know this. This is going on. They went right to the heart of the evil in that party. And they put a stop payment on it. And it's fabulous. Laughing out loud at Lee's newscast. The House decides, State House. Well, you know what? We might leave Treasurer Curtis Loftus alone. You know, we might do that. Why is that? I've been going back and forth with the treasurer. I've been trying to get him on the show, but he does talk to me over text. And he discovered something. As the state Senate is so unpopular, I think it's because people inherently understand that they not only are not supported by most members of the state Senate, but that they're Democrats, essentially, who masquerade as Republicans, get away with it because there isn't decent talk radio in about half the state. Anyway, Loftus wrote to me that the Senate impeaching him was making him more popular. He wrote, "I think my poll numbers are shooting up, exclamation point. No one ever heard of Larry Groom, Stephen Goldfinch, and people hate the Senate." Well, we do a poll every day on our site. You should take it. It's actually pretty cool to watch. I kind of addicted to it. I end up clicking it on every day just to see what you guys are doing. Last week, we asked in our poll on the 989WORD.com. You can go find it. Check out our news, but also the polls there every day. Do you think Curtis Loftus should be removed as South Carolina treasurer. So we did a version of this poll. Yes, 43%. No, 57%. So people saw right through this. Our state legislature is profoundly corrupt, one of the most corrupt in the nation. It's also one of the most liberal in the nation. When it is ranked year after year after year, only more liberal legislatures are to the left. In other words, we are the least conservative legislature among Republican legislatures in the entire country. And this was completely political. He wouldn't play their game. What really pissed them off, I don't think it had anything to do with that $1.8 billion. Because Loftus didn't lose that. Loftus is not in charge of doing the day-to-day accounting. And this is what struck in my craw. Well, who is? Well, we had the comptroller removed. We had two officials who actually are in charge. But ultimately, who's in charge? The governor. I mean, again, if you're going to take out Curtis Loftus for not noticing this, again, he's the treasurer, not the accountant. You're going to take out Curtis Loftus, fine. Take him out after you take out the governor. Governor's never even had an answer for this. That's what's so incredible. They're not even interested in it. Would you haul Curtis Loftus in, but you're not going to haul in the governor? Why? Buck stops with him. Not Loftus. Not for this. What Loftus does is invest the state's money. And what Loftus did that really, I think, made them mad is he pulled us out of all of these big, very DEI-oriented liberal funds, the Vanguards, the State Streets, like that. These legislators get donations from associated groups to lobby Loftus to keep those funds, among other things. And then, look, folks, we've just seen them get fat up there. I don't know where the money's coming from, but they spent millions of dollars in this last cycle. The Republican Party did not against Democrats. They love Democrats. They can't stop appointing Democrat judges up there. I don't know why. They spent millions of dollars taking out actual conservatives and actual Republicans. Bill DeVore was one. He would have been wonderful. And they just hit him with a barrage of money. Simply for being conservative, they're at absolute war with the Freedom Caucus. And Loftus is openly conservative. Has openly criticized them for not doing what they campaign on. And I just think it's personal. I think it's as simple as that. They've got extra money laying around. This is what they do with it. So I'm glad the House is not going to take up his removal. They shouldn't. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of your time. It's stupid. And I quite frankly love the way he's managing the money in this state. Post Courier reports the effort to remove State Treasurer Curtis Loftus from office over his role in a $1.8 billion accounting error that I would add he did not make is now dead in the South Carolina House of Representatives 8 days after Republicans in the state Senate overwhelmingly voted that he had to go. And again, I'll bottom line it for you. Across two polls, he is more popular now than they are. That is why this halted in the House. So I hope he runs again just to keep them from winning. He was going to retire. He was on this show a couple weeks ago floating, well, you know, I might stick around. Good, stick around. They obviously have corrupt things in mind for his office and they want to own and control it, which is why I really hope he serves another term just to block them. Just for spite. Okay. 800-905-0989. Texter writes, what did Loftus find on them? Another texter writes, who's been cashing all the bogus treasury checks and those checks to fraudulent Social Security payments to those 120 plus aged supposed recipients? Another texter writes, when Amazon starts highlighting the tariff costs of an item, people will freak and the tariffs will end. Yeah, but then on the other hand, some folks were making the point, I thought it was a good one. It'd actually be pretty handy-dandy way to tell, okay, if that's got a big tariff on it, where's it coming from? I mean, I got no problem actually with Amazon publishing that as long as they put who manufactured the product next to it so we could tell. From China. Oh, cool. All right. Well, I don't want my daily dose of lead. I think I'll get the alternative. But the Trump administration was right about one thing. And it shows the power they have right now. One phone call to Bezos. I know he's not running the company anymore like he was, but he still gets stuff taken care of. One phone call to Bezos, bam, 5 minutes, and it's gone. They're not even talking about it anymore. But I'll tell you what was, I mean, you're absolutely right. What was offensive about it is, well, wait a minute. You know Trump tariffed China last time. You know Biden kept those tariffs on China. Liked him, kept him. Nobody talks about that, especially not the Democrats. Well, why don't we put those tariffs on Amazon? And while we're at it, why are our tariffs bad? Why does Trump's tariffs got to be on Amazon? If we're going to go tariff, we're going to put tariffs, everything, the tariffs cost of everything on Amazon. Okay, fine. Let's put the costs of the tariffs on us on Amazon. The ones that come from the European countries. Let's do that. Let's put it all on. We see the true cost. Because as you know, these things have multiple parts, right? Well, no, we only want to put the Trump tariffs on. We don't want to know about Belgium. Oh, okay. Well, then it's political, and that's why it's offensive. Texture writes, if Amazon publishes it, I'm going to boycott them. They figured that out pretty fast and backed off yesterday. Texture writes, hey, Tira. Yeah, this is put perfectly. The South Carolina Senate just turned Loftus into Trump. They could have been done with him, but now he's going to run again in spite of their actions. That's why I was pushing him last week. Please run. I know you want to retire. You have a beautiful house to retire to. Come on, give us one more term. Just to make them mad. Ralph writes, one of my most loyal listeners, been emailing me every day, I think, pretty much almost every day since, gosh, I started in the biz back in Charlotte. Hey, Tara, I heard on one of the shows I listened to, Mark Simone this morning, Business News reported the big financial clearinghouses like Vanguard, BlackRock, Bank of America were selling off trying to get regular people to follow and dump their 401ks and IRAs in order to panic the system. That's what I've been saying for weeks. It was a hoax. But the only people who sold off was them. Regular personal investors just held on, rode it out. Yeah, that's what my podcast was about yesterday. I was right about that. To a shocking extent, actually. This attempt to crash the market did not work. Only the sellers lost money by cashing out as everything dropped. Now they have to buy back in. They are throwing in the towel as the ruse failed to scare the public into taking big losses. And he attaches this from MarketWatch. Yeah, I saw this. Dow logs longest win streak in 9 months. S&P 500 rises for six straight session, folks. And Ralph writes, they tried, but they couldn't do it. Yeah, they failed. It was a hoax. It was a hoax, like the way they deliberately destroyed the economy over COVID to get Trump out because the economy was his most formidable weapon. I about fell off my chair when I heard this yesterday from Scott Bessent. This is better than a poll. And it tells you who sold off. And this shows you how fake the market sellout was. Take a listen.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust investors trust President Trump.
Megan.
Yes, they do. Look, it's one thing to call, a pollster calls you, says, yeah, you know, I like Trump. I like his policies. I trust him on the economy. It's another entirely to vote with your money. So Wall Street's panic over Trump's tariffs was a staged manipulation to spook everyone. Everyday investors try to take the market down. And that proves it right there. 97% held on to their stocks, held on to their 401ks, didn't buy. Folks, you know what else that's a measure of? 4 years of 5 years ago? When we had the combo of censorship and mainstream media hadn't cashed in all its credibility yet with all the lies it told about COVID. They could have done this. They could have tanked this market. They tried to tank this market. I told you the whole time this was fake. This was them getting together in the little shiny shoes meetings that you and I will never be a part of in their business suits, all the right brands. Hey, we'll dispatch the team to go on CNBC again, scream bloody murder about the end is nigh. The end is coming. We're cooked. Try to get mom and pop to dump their stocks. Mom and pop said, oh, heck no, at a 97% rate. That is incredible. You know what it means? They're taking a red pill. They took the red pill. And they're like, not going to do it. Texture writes, was it intentional or just stupid? Probably a combo. Probably 75-25. 75 intentional, 25 stupid. Here's the thing, folks. And I've been saying this from the beginning. I don't know how this is going to end. There's going to be some rough days, I'll tell you that. Especially when there's stuff missing from the shelves. They're going to go wild and try this again. But nobody knows how this is going to end because it's never been tried before. And nobody knows how this is going to end because they're not inside the trade deals. They're not inside the negotiations. Maybe it will go badly. Maybe it won't go badly. Maybe we will take China down, but take our economy down with it. We are really weak right now. But they don't know. And folks, there's two classes here of things. There's the negotiations with the other countries that are ongoing. And there's Trump putting the embargo on China. And look, he aims to destroy them economically. And he must. And by destroy them, I don't mean the people. I mean the Communist Party. Texter writes, yeah, but it was still wasn't their money that they sold off and lost and won't be their money that they used to buy it back. Finally, Texter writes, billboard sign in Columbia, Loftus for South Carolina Commissioner of Doge. He'd do great at that.